Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Aleph, remember by Ram Goldar and Derech Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Beis. The second parak, Ein Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara defines Cheres Hadriani, Hadrianic earthenware, as new earthenware jugs which absorbed especially strong wine. Hadrian soldiers took shards of these to war and would soak them in water to produce wine. Such earthenware is prohibited because of the forbidden wine it absorbed. The Gemara asks, Mahu lismoch mehem kari amita? What is the halach regarding supporting the legs of a bed with these shards? Rotsa b'kumo al dei daba acher shari oser? Is wanting the existence of yain nesach through something else permitted or forbidden, meaning he needs the shard itself but not the absorbed yain nesach? The Gemara responds that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan argued about this question. The lenient opinion is challenged from a brayso, which prohibits using leather flasks of idolaters to make saddles, although this is similarly rotsa b'kiyumo al yedei davar acher. However, the Gemara counters that we find it is permitted to purchase jugs of idolaters. Therefore, Rava explains that they prohibited using idolaters' flasks for saddles because his own flask may split open and he may use this saddle as a patch, imparting forbidden flavor into his wine. According to the opinion who prohibits rotsa b'kiyumo al yedei davar acher, he agrees purchasing jugs is permitted and only prohibits cheres hadriani because eisel yisuri be'ene. Its prohibition is physically present. Point number two, the Mishnah and Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that oros levuvim, heart-pierced skins, are asur b'hana. A braisa defines these as skins which are torn opposite the animal's heart, b'kadur kamin aruba, and pierced with a window-like opening. For such an opening, yeshu lav kor adam, if it has a crust of blood on it, it is forbidden because the blood indicates its heart was cut out for sacrifice while the animal was alive. If it has no blood, it is permitted because the cut appears to have been made after the animal was skinned and not for idolatrous purposes. However, Rav Huna adds that this is only shalom malachu if he did not salt the skin, but if he did, it's prohibited even without any visible blood because we could say that its salt removed the blood. And point number three, the Mishnah stated that Yotze Asim Mifneshu Kiziv Chemesim, meat which leaves the house of idolatry is Asim B'hana because it is like sacrifices of the dead, because it's impossible that it was not used for sacrifice there. The Gemara says that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who taught, from where do we derive that an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof? The pasuk says, and they attached themselves to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. This expression teaches, just as a dead body conveys tuma through being under one roof, so too an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara defines Cheres Hadriani, Hadrianic earthenware, as new earthenware jugs which absorbed especially strong wine. Hadrian soldiers took shards of these to war and would soak them in water to produce wine. Such earthenware is prohibited because of the forbidden wine it absorbed. The Gemara asks, Mahu lismoch mehem kari amita? What is the halach regarding supporting the legs of a bed with these shards? Rotsa b'kiyumo al dei daba acher shari oser? Is wanting the existence of yain nesach through something else permitted or forbidden, meaning he needs the shard itself but not the absorbed yain nesach? The Gemara responds that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan argued about this question. The lenient opinion is challenged from a brayso, which prohibits using leather flasks of idolaters to make saddles, although this is similarly rotsa b'kiyumo al yedei davar acher. However, the Gemara counters that we find it is permitted to purchase jugs of idolaters. Therefore, Rava explains that they prohibited using idolaters' flasks for saddles because his own flask may split open and he may use this saddle as a patch, imparting forbidden flavor into his wine. According to the opinion who prohibits rotsa b'kiyumo al yedei davar acher, he agrees purchasing jugs is permitted and only prohibits cheres hadriani because eisel yisuri be'ene. Its prohibition is physically present. Point number two, the Mishnah and Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that oros levuvim, heart-pierced skins, are asur b'hana. A braisa defines these as skins which are torn opposite the animal's heart, b'kadur kamin aruba, and pierced with a window-like opening. For such an opening, yeshu lav kor adam, if it has a crust of blood on it, it is forbidden because the blood indicates its heart was cut out for sacrifice while the animal was alive. If it has no blood, it is permitted because the cut appears to have been made after the animal was skinned and not for idolatrous purposes. However, Rav Huna adds that this is only shalom malachu if he did not salt the skin, but if he did, it's prohibited even without any visible blood, because we could say that its salt removed the blood. And point number three, the Mishnah stated that Yotze asim ifnei shuk zivche mesim, meat which leaves the house of idolatry is asim b'hana because it is like sacrifices of the dead, because it's impossible that it was not used for sacrifice there. The Gemara says that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who taught, from where do we derive that an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof? The pasuk says, and they attached themselves to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. This expression teaches, just as a dead body conveys tuma through being under one roof, so too an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Simmon is a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahana, were startled when the Tumas Olo red alert went off when someone mistakenly brought meat inside which had left a base of Avodah Zorah. Once again, slow motion. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, which reminds us, the Gemara defines Cheres Hadriani, Hadrianic earthenware, as new earthenware jugs which absorbed especially strong wine. Hadrian soldiers took shards of these to war and would soak them in water to produce wine. Such earthenware is prohibited because of the forbidden wine it absorbed. The Gemara asks, Malismach ben Kariyamita, what is the halacha regarding supporting the legs of a bed with these shards? Shari or Aser, is wanting the existence of Yain Nesek through something else permitted or forbidden, meaning he needs the shard itself, but not the absorbed Yain Nesek. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan argued about this question. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahana, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that Oros Lebuvin, heart-pierced skins, are Aser Bahana. A Braisa defines these as skins which are torn opposite the animal's heart, Bakadu Kamin Aruba, and pierced with a window-like opening. For such an opening, Yeshu of Kor Dam, if it has a crust of blood on it, it's forbidden because the blood indicates its heart was cut out for sacrifice while the animal was alive. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahana, were startled when the Tumas Olo red alert went off when someone mistakenly brought meat inside which had left a base of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated by Yotze Aser Mifnei Shuk Zivche Mesim, meat which leaves the house of idolatry is Aser Bahana because it is like sacrifices of the dead, because it's impossible that it was not used for sacrifice there. The pasuk says, V'yitzmedu l'Baal Peor v'yochlu zivche mesim, and they attached themselves to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. This expression teaches, Ma meis matame ba'ohel, just as a dead body conveys tuma through being under one roof, after krovas avodas kochavim matame ba'ohel, so too an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof. So once again, the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahana, were startled when the Tumas Ohel red alert went off when someone mistakenly brought meat inside which had left a base of Avodah Zorah. All right, so now it's time for Four Ba'abach Hazara, Daf Chav Ches. So the Simur Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan nobleman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, Kol Makas Shel Chalal, for any internal affliction which is life-threatening and permits desecrating Shabbos to heal, one may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor. Rabbi Yami defines an internal affliction as Minasafa Lefnim, from the lips and inward. Rabbi Elazar asks, what's the status of gums or teeth? Since they're hard, are they considered external? Or since they're inside the mouth, they're considered internal? The Gemara attempts to bring a proof from the incident with Rabbi Yochanan, who went to a pagan noblewoman to get treatment for a tooth ailment, but rejects it by explaining his specific tooth ailment is connected to the intestines. So, the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him because her diploma stated she was a rofe mumcha and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan accepted treatment from the pagan noblewoman, since Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled that life-threatening conditions may not be treated by a pagan doctor. It answers that Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a rofe mumcha, an expert doctor who's afraid of harming his reputation by killing his Jewish patients. So the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him because her diploma said that she was a rofe mumcha and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, saw a maidservant sitting with a bandage over her eye that wasn't treated when it became inflamed on Shabbos, which reminds us, Marshmallow's maidservant's eye became inflamed on Shabbos and she cried out in pain, but no one helped her and the eye burst. The next day, Marshmallow taught, Ein shemarda mutl kochu b'Shabbos. One may anoint an eye which rebelled on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. Daf Chav Tes, so the similar Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The yid sitting on the special haircut cot. That must mean we're on Daf Chav Tes. The yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv, which reminds us, a braisa states that when a Jew is taking a haircut from an idolater, ro'at b'ma'ara, he should look into a mirror, indicating he's particular that his hair is cut professionally. This cannot refer to haircutting done in public because a mirror is unnecessary. The Gemara explains that although the haircutting is done in private, using a mirror permits it, since he insists on using a mirror. Mischazik ha'adam chashuv, he appears like a prominent person who would care about the quality of his haircut, and the Akum is afraid to harm him. So the yid sitting on the special haircut cut stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zara, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eil dvarim she'ovdei kochavim asurin. These are the items of idolaters which are prohibited. Bisurin isur hana, and their prohibition is in isur hana. Wine and vinegar of an akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol. So the yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zara was making sure not to use his kosher vinegar and cooked wine he brought in single seal bottles, which reminds us that Jew's vinegar in Akum's hands does not require chosam betok chosam, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, as wine does. Rather, a single seal is sufficient. An Akum would not pour vinegar as a libation to his idol, as in the Mishnah, and there's no concern he exchanged the vinegar for his own prohibited vinegar of lower quality, because he would not bother to break and forge a single seal to make this exchange. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, which reminds us, Rav Yudah ben Maserah said, Shloshi Genos Hen. There are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach. Number two, Stam Yenam, the standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hana. And number three, a mafkid yeno etzo over kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, it's asa b'shtia mutr b'hana. It's forbidden for drinking, but mutr b'hana. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with the double seal as kosher for court, which reminds us, the Gemara records a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar the Amora and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Elazar said, Hakol mishtamer b'chosam b'toch chosam. Everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, chutz min hayayin, except for wine, for which even a chosam b'toch chosam is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a chosam b'toch chosam is sufficient even for wine. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with its double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolater's beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Sheikhar Sho of the Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rav Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnas, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Gili, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. This isn't because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff did we learn that wine and vinegar of an Achim, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol? That's on Duff. Chavtaz. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have mokokas, whether a chosma to chosma, seal within a seal, is sufficient to guard wine? That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn that one who gets a haircut from an Achim should look into a mirror to look chashuv? That's on Duff. Chavtes. Good. Number four. Which stuff did we learn that meat which leaves a base of Odazor is matame in an oel? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you discuss with the Kusi can perform Mila? That's on Duff. Chav Zayin. Good. Number six. Which stuff did we learn that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said Shloshe Yenosen? There are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we learn about Oros Levuvin? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn that one can only use a pagan doctor for Ripui Mamon for healing one's animal? That's on Duff. Chav Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we discuss Cheres Hadriyani shards being used to support the legs of a bed and the question of whether Rotsa Bekiyuma Al Yedei Dav Acher is Mutter or Aser? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that water which became uncovered should not be spilled out into Rishus of Rabim, where someone walking barefoot may step in it? That's on Duff. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.